This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A Montana man was sentenced Thursday to 2.5 years in federal prison for threatening to kill Montana's U.S. Senator John Tester in voicemails left at the Democratic lawmaker's office. Kevin Smith of Kalispell pleaded guilty in April to one count of threats to injure and murder a U.S. senator. U.S. District Court Judge Dana Christensen dismissed a second count as part of a plea agreement. Smith, 46, made threatening phone calls to Tester's office on January 30th this year. The voicemails included threats to, quote, rip your head off, unquote, and were laced with profanity. The caller acknowledged in a recording that he was threatening Tester on purpose, court records said. One voicemail challenged Tester to contact the FBI. The FBI contacted Smith on February 1st and told him to stop threatening the senator. But 10 days later, the threatening calls resumed and Smith was arrested February 22nd. Calls from Smith's phone number to Tester's office began in late 2022. Tester is seeking his fourth term in the U.S. Senate. A third-generation Montana farmer and former music teacher, Tester has successfully campaigned with populist-themed messages to overcome Republican opponents in each of his last three elections to win his races for U.S. Senate. All Montana property tax rebates will be sent by paper check in the mail beginning on Thursday, August 24th, 2023. The Montana Department of Revenue has removed the direct deposit option in an effort to reduce the risk of fraud by scammers. The Montana Department of Revenue has received some applications where applicants entered banking information for direct deposit that does not match taxpayer banking information in the department's records. Revenue officials say that by applying early at getmyrebate.mt.gov, taxpayers can reduce the risk that criminals will access their information to claim the rebate. The property tax rebate application period is open and ends on October 1st. The department is encouraging Montanans to apply for their rebates now. The Montana property tax rebate provides qualifying Montanans up to $675 of property tax relief on a primary residence this year and next. The qualifications to claim the rebate are also listed at getmyrebate.mt.gov. The fastest way for taxpayers to apply for and get the rebate is by applying online. More than 100,000 homeowners have successfully applied for their rebates online since the portal opened on August 15th. The Montana Department of Revenue expects that it will take up to 90 days to process payments and send paper checks by mail. People are asked to contact the Montana Department of Revenue if they believe someone has filed a fraudulent claim on their behalf. A visitor at Yellowstone National Park ended up with burns after he fell into one of the thermal features there and faces charges for leaving the trail. Jason Wicks, 49, of Hillman, Michigan, was arraigned in federal court on August 23rd and faces criminal charges of off-trail travel in a Yellowstone National Park thermal area and being under the influence of alcohol or drugs to the degree he was a danger to himself and others. Hillman pleaded not guilty to the charges. As part of the conditions for release, Hillman is banned from Yellowstone National Park and Grand Teton National Park until the criminal charges are resolved. Yellowstone National Park officials said that the ground in hydrothermal areas is fragile and thin, and there is scalding water just below the surface. Everyone must remain on boardwalks and trails and exercise extreme caution around Yellowstone's thermal features. Earlier this month, a visitor reached into a thermal feature and suffered burns on her hands and arms. A few years ago, another visitor fell into a hot pool and died. Only one shoe with part of his foot was recovered. In a different incident, a visitor fell into a pool and died, and his body completely dissolved in the thermal pool. There's more information about safety in thermal areas online at nps.gov/yell. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.